56245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we live in truly exciting times, frightening times, dangerous times, but at least we do have people who are out there evaluating what's going on, and certainly one of the high points of my week is when we have Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief with us. And this morning, I think we're going to analyze what happened in New Hampshire and where America is heading from here. So without further ado, Joel Skousen, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. We live in a fractured society, pitting a few million ideologically savvy people against a growing majority of ill-informed voters whose ideas are manipulated by the media and very much impact our ability to have any say in government. Almost all voters are dissatisfied with the status quo, but often for the wrong reasons. For example, the majority keeps being lured away from limited government by the promise of greater health benefits and education benefits, as if that were the solution to the galloping inflation we face and the higher deficit spending. In fact, it's the problem, not the solution. So predictably, people always vote for change, but change never comes. And this is because we're rarely presented with a candidate who understands the totality of the change necessary to really get significant change. And it's also because they don't understand that we have a conspiracy to control government for globalist purposes, and those people have fully taken over both the executive branch, they control the judiciary, and I believe about 75 to 80% of Congress. So when a candidate like Ron Paul emerges, who really understands the problems, he's labeled as a kook and as an extremist, and then ignored by the press. We'll have several examples this week of how they censored Ron Paul to keep him out of the news. In the debate last night in South Carolina, of course, he really took him to task. They keep drumming on the fact of, Brittany Hume asked him, well, are you really electable? And he said, I can't believe you people keep asking me this. Why is it the Republicans should be skeptical of the electability of someone who's a strict constitutionalist? Why is it the Republicans should reject someone who, is following what the Republicans have always preached? I'm the most conservative of anyone here on this stand. And, it really was a brilliant answer because it put into perspective the fact that, why do you keep picking on me as saying I'm out of touch when I'm really the only one in touch with the basics and ideals of the Republican movement?
That is a beautiful way. He really is magnificent on answering some of these questions. I put myself in his position, and I would never be able to do anywhere near as well.
Well, he's doing a good job despite the stress, and my heart goes out to him. He's going to continue on here, the fight, and the longer he stays in it, even though I, don't believe we have the votes, frankly, to put someone like Ron Paul in. There just aren't enough principled people. But nevertheless, his presence there is continuing to build the movement by leaps and bounds, something that none of us could ever achieve without his candidacy. And so we must continue to support Ron Paul. You know, only about 2 to 5% of the nation's able to see through what's going on out there, as we found out in the New Hampshire primary. And it's not enough. 2 to 5% is not enough to overtake the momentum of ignorance within the majority. The system is rigged for secrecy in this country. Everything from the media and what they refuse to reveal to government, who hides everything, especially about their dark side activities. And this secrecy takes advantage of the average American's dependence upon the half-truths and distortions that they're fed by the establishment media, the half-truths they get in public education, and that they're fed in conventional political theory on the television every day. Thus, the typical voter holds an almost infinite variety of ignorant and irrational ideas about both cause and effect of our national crisis, and thus becomes, in my opinion, easy prey to the false solutions and media manipulation that we saw in New Hampshire. This is what we saw played out. It does tell us only one thing, though, that the powers that be are having to really scramble to control this race. You know, if they do their job as they normally do, we saw this in 1990, we saw it in 1994, 98, the power brokers select a person right up front. They say this is the front runner. And if they've chosen somebody at all electable with some name recognition, some charisma, and the lack of principles sufficient to follow their orders, the election usually is a done deal by the time the early primaries are finished. And the appointed, the anointed ones from each party that are designated, quote, front runners before the primaries, and then it's usually enough to sway the voters of the first few primaries to ratify that view. And then the media declare the respective winners as, quote, unstoppable, having a mandate from the people. Well, it didn't work this time in New Hampshire or Iowa. They have a problem with a person who entered the race, Mitt Romney, with his own funding and financing, and frankly, a lot of external financing as well. And he seems to be getting in the way of the, or threatening at least, the election of the two candidates, the establishment globalists, have chosen for this nation. Rudolph Giuliani is their first choice, and McCain is a backup. And so they pulled a huge maneuver this past 2 weeks, or almost 3 weeks ago now, by having six major newspapers come out. They were the only six major newspapers to declare an endorsement for the primary in Iowa, and they all chose McCain. Now, this is incredible. Newspapers are, you know, even though we know that the news is controlled, it's just very untenable for the public to think that six would unanimously come out against a person whose campaign was moribund, dying, and he was simply fading away. But they did, and were able to resurrect McCain, bring him out of the doldrums. He didn't win Iowa. They had previously given a push to Mike Huckabee because they knew that the fundamentalist Christian base in Iowa would be more amenable to him than to McCain. And it was really aimed at stopping Romney from getting a win. They denied him the win in Iowa, and then McCain was able to surge forward on the this press endorsement in New Hampshire. And so he's walking away with two second-place finishes. In terms of actual delegates, of course, this doesn't mean a lot because there is proportional representation in both those states, and so both ended up getting numbers of delegates.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Schauser here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th. also featuring the Intercourt Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. So you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, it's very telling, Dr. Stan, that we've got, as I was saying, a amount of voters that have a great deal of sloppy perceptions and outright contradictory reasoning. And nothing is more exemplary of this than a detailed analysis of those who voted for John McCain this week. Incredibly, John the Surge McCain got a large percentage of votes from those who oppose the war. And McCain, of all the candidates, is the biggest supporter of the war in Iraq. Even more amazing, he got a majority of his votes from those who don't like Bush, even though McCain is a supporter of President Bush, perhaps the most solid yes man behind him. McCain even got thousands of votes from people who were against illegal immigration and the president's amnesty proposals, which McCain has always supported. So what are these people thinking? He's also got a lot of votes from those who support abortion, even though McCain claims to be pro-life. Now, of course, they may well have noted that even though he gives token support to a pro-life position, this is only for political advantage. In fact, he's an immoral person who hasn't shown much respect in that regard, and he's always opposed the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which is typical of liberals who take the conservative position to get elected. But, you know, if these voters had even exercised a pittance of rational analysis, they would have selected Ron Paul as the candidate who consistently is pro-life, anti-war, anti-Bush, anti-New World Order, anti-North American Union, and deficit spending, and has the votes in Congress to prove that it's not just rhetoric. You know, why then do they not vote for someone eminently qualified that matches their major positions on the issues? That's one of the questions I'm analyzing this week. Now, I find it hard to believe they don't know about Ron Paul, even with the media blackout, because he has had a lot of his own coverage that he bought in New Hampshire. But I think perhaps they were swayed by a combination of the propaganda that, quote, Ron Paul can't win. That's the old electability thing that they keep throwing at him in the debates and in every single interview, by the way. They always throw that at, well, you can't win. And while that may be true, nevertheless, it's kind of a self-fulfilling media prophecy when Paul is denied coverage, and that guarantees that you won't win, since a large majority of the American people vote on who is the perceived front runner. Now, there's also a flurry of reactionary hate Romney sentiment in New Hampshire created, it's portrayed as I've got to vote for McCain, but it means, I really don't care for McCain, but I don't want Romney. Some of the independents voted for McCain because they still perceive him as the competitor of George Bush, because that's what he was in the 2004 primary, which McCain won. Now, this is bad thinking and equally bad perception. Even if people had only followed the establishment news this past year, they would have seen that McCain was and still is in lockstep with the Bush administration. And lastly, many surely reacted positively to the swarm of newspaper endorsements for McCain that came out of nowhere in a strangely unanimous boost for McCain and no one else. Even, you know, as I say, as his campaign was going nowhere. This is bandwagon politics creating an artificial image, and it worked. The miraculous, quote, comeback of John McCain was, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, pure manipulation. Naturally, funding to his campaign by major corporations has also miraculously come back out of nowhere. And of course, that gives him a lot more money to spend. The establishment's push for Huckabee, in contrast to Niho, I think was strictly done to defeat Romney, not because they liked this evangelical populist. Even though he did do everything his liberal advisors induced him to do as governor of Arkansas, Huckabee isn't really electable nationwide and will soon, I think, be discarded by the promoters. But what is also hypocritical, though not unexpected, is that the media has not picked up on the what I call swift boat type of attacks on McCain that are all over the Internet. The media is obviously protecting McCain's phony war hero image from the attacks of his fellow veterans and POWs who charged that McCain was collaborating with the enemy in the prison at Hanoi, and they are criticizing him for refusing to support the breaking of our own government's veil of secrecy that still surrounds America's abandonment of live POWs and MIAs in Southeast Asia after the Vietnam War. And I'm sure those people are dead by now, but this is a great crime against humanity that our own government is guilty of. As your listeners may remember, in the 2004 election, veteran swift boat veterans attacked John Kerry's claim, or Vietnam swift boat veterans attacked Kerry's claim to heroism in that war, and it had devastating effect on his campaign, thanks to the media making it a huge issue. Now, in contrary to that, they are choosing not to give a voice to McCain's detractors. The media promoted the attack on Kerry because the establishment had, I believe, preordained Bush to win and needed to undermine the appeal of Kerry, since it was going to be hard for Bush to win re-election as he was losing popularity. So this is an example of how they manipulate people's votes by promoting detracting material or not promoting it. And while McCain was being positioned as the new front runner, we mustn't count Rudy Giuliani out just yet. This former Time magazine Man of the Year, I think he was given that because the establishment wanted a co-conspirator to run for president. I think the next president is going to preside in a second term over World War III, and they want an FDR-type president. Rudy Giuliani fits that bill very closely. But Rudy Giuliani may well not be electable. Now, growing public knowledge about his links to corruption, his using public security monies to fund visits to his mistress and many other problems, cross-dressing, terribly immoral lifestyle, all of that plays against McCain in a conservative Republican Party. So McCain is now being pushed forward, at least for now, as insurance in case Giuliani is not able to pull out any major victory in Florida or Super Tuesday. If Giuliani fails to win in any of those primaries, or in fact he has to win several of them, he will not survive the cut. And they want McCain, in my opinion, to inherit the front-runner status rather than Romney. Now, for some reason, the establishment is dead set against Romney, even though Romney has surrounded himself with conventional Republican political hacks, and even one very bad globalist security advisor, Kofor Black of Blackwater International. But he isn't the only one. You know, all of the major candidates have just a huge bevy of these CFR globalist trilateral Bilderberger-type advisors. John McCain has the most dangerous of it. He's got all of the Kissinger crowd, Richard Armitage, Scowcroft, James Woolsey, Lawrence Eagleburger, Robert McFarlane, George Shultz, who was the kingmaker responsible for vetting George W. Bush prior to telling the establishment that he's ready now to be president. And even Colin Powell's on John McCain's team. Barack Obama has the old leftovers from the Carter administrations, the big new Brzezinski, Anthony Lake, Richard Clark, Sarah Sewell, etc. Hillary Clinton has all of the Bill Clinton globalists in her, behind her commitment, Madeleine Albright, Sandy Berger, General Wesley Clark, Leslie Gelb, Martin Indyk. You know, these are kind of teams A, B, and C. Oh, she's also got Strobe Talbot. He's one of the worst and most evil of the insider handlers of presidents. Rudy Giuliani has Kim Holmes, Louis Freeh, former FBI director who presided over some bad things, Stephen Yates, who's used to be an assistant of Dick Cheney, Norman Podoretz, neocon leader of the Huston Institute, Kenneth Weinstein, and he's got a whole host of other advisors from the Hoover Institution and other neocons who are too numerous to list. Mike Huckabee has not been very forthcoming about who his advisors are, except for two, Ed Rollins, a real political hack from the major Republican National Committee who joined his campaign just as the media was giving him a push, and he relies on Frank Gaffney, a neocon at the CFR and the Center for Security Policy. John Edwards has a few from the RAND Corporation, which is a CIA front. Barry Blechman from Jimmy Carter's Arms Control Agency. And so it's very interesting to look to see the most powerful list go with the people that they really want to win. The other is Mike Huckabee, John Edwards, Mitt Romney have a token amount, just enough to control them, but it's obvious that the heavy hitters within this conspiracy are not in these other candidates' campaigns. They're really making sure that they set up McCain or Giuliani or Hillary Clinton for the win. Now, Barack Obama is taking a, it's head in head with Hillary Clinton. I don't think they intend him, however, to win. And the reason I say that is because he would, in fact, split the independent vote and draw a lot of it from the Republicans. And I really still think they want a Republican back in. The only way they can undo the damage of the Bush administration and get a Republican reelected is to have someone the conservatives love to hate, i.e. Hillary Clinton. And that's why I think that they're pulling out of the stops, and they did pull out of the stops for Hillary Clinton in the 2 days before this primary. And it appears to me that that's the real reason why she was lifted over the top. And we can talk at some time about voter manipulation, which may have played a fact or a role in that. Certainly it did in Ron Paul's campaign, but it doesn't appear to have played a major role in the rest, as I will explain.
Okay, well, that's... Go right ahead. We've got a couple of minutes here before we get to the next break.
Well, before I go into that, let me just finish my thought on the problem they have with Romney. Like Reagan, Romney isn't a knowing conspirator. He's trying hard, but he is trying hard to gain the acceptance of the establishment. And so his policies end up supporting globalist goals, even though he may not be a globalist. Now, that's what happens to good men who choose to remain ignorant of conspiracy theories and facts. Romney is, however, much sharper intellectually than Reagan. Reagan had this bad habit of not being able to tell when one speech he would give to the Society of Religious Broadcasters on one day was in complete contradiction to what he would tell before a civil rights audience on the next day. I mean, he could give one speech and not realize this is just dramatically contradictory to what his speechwriter is writing for him the next day. Romney's a real in-charge professional who can write his own speeches and is capable of taking a 180-degree turn when he sees something wrong. At least I believe that's what they fear. And it's obvious by the barrage of negative press and opinion Romney is getting from the pundits that the word is out to kill the Romney bid. Now, that's not easy to do given his wealth and ability to fund his own campaign. But I think the establishment strategy is to hit Romney hard enough with bad press to try to kill him in the Michigan primary. I heard Tim Russert say today that he won't be able to continue if he can't win his own home state of Michigan. And so they're really going to pull out all the stops to make sure he loses there. You know, the media was really attacking him in ways that were obviously prejudicial. They were saying people don't trust him. Well, a lot of people don't trust McCain and Giuliani, but the media wasn't making an issue of that. They were only targeting Romney. That's why the media kept bringing up his anti-Mormon bias to the evangelical Christians. I think they also fear Romney's charisma, how it might play out in a major convention speech, and his ability to capitalize upon the wide conservative distrust for Giuliani and McCain in that convention. Because most of the delegates that go to the convention will be hardcore or, you know, dedicated conservatives. They may not be constitutional conservatives, but they are suspicious of Giuliani and McCain.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of World Affairs Brief and perhaps even subscribe to it as I do?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. It comes out every Friday. There's a modest subscription price for it, and people can get a sample copy if they'd like to see if they'd like to subscribe by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they go to the website, they can also see a summary of the current brief, and it tells them how to get a free sample copy. There's also lots of free stuff on the website, especially on the right-hand column where I detail excerpts from my archives, my investigative reports on many of the government cover-ups, my assessment of 9/11, which is a fascinating topic, my general theory on strategic threats of the coming decade. All of that's listed on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side are copies of my books that I've written, mostly aimed at how to prepare for what I think is going to be some catastrophic results of the kinds of things and problems that we've been talking about in this show. And as well as in the center of the page, you have the daily news stories, the best of the news stories that are sorted out by my staff, and I know you and your staff like to read those as a way to enjoy the benefits of having those stories pre-sifted, have the very best presented.
Yes, it certainly saves me a lot of time having to surf the net. So, fascinating material there at World Affairs Brief. I go there every morning after I do my emails, so go right ahead.
Okay, let's see. We were talking a little bit about how
you're
the
talking
media...
about Mitt Romney and the fact that
yes.
they were really were hitting him rather hard, mainly trying to discredit him, partly because of his faith, because of his Mormon faith, and they just don't want Mitt Romney.
That's right, and as I say, I don't think they want Romney. Not because he isn't trying to play along with the establishment, but he isn't one of them. And they know that he has enough integrity that he actually found out there was a conspiracy, he might try to stop it. And that's what they're deadly afraid of. They know that McCain and Giuliani are part of the system. They have engaged in cover-ups and have engaged in trying to snooker the American people and trick them and deceive them into going along with the Bush administration. These are team players. Huckabee has also been a team player. I don't think he's an annoying conspirator. I think he's like a Jimmy Carter. He's someone who is simple enough that they can talk into going along with a lot of these things. And but he's also already got a reputation as governor of Arkansas that the conservatives there in Arkansas are very negative against. And that's getting around the Internet as well. So Romney's the only one that they can't control other than Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, they've been able to continue to keep reduced to the single digits in support. Ron Paul desperately needs to break out of those single digits, and they're not going to allow him to do that because they're not going to give him much press. Although I must say that he got a tremendous reaction on the Jay Leno show, and that's not a particularly conservative or politically savvy crowd. But he certainly got a great deal of applause for the things that he said. And even Jay Leno seemed to be more open to Ron Paul's position the second interview around. But there was some blatant Fox News censoring of Ron Paul's name. I mean, this shows how the neocon conservative news network is just apoplectic about seeing his name in print. They want this guy to disappear. For example, AP wrote a news story about the Wyoming caucus. They said, don't forget about Wyoming. It's been overlooked in the hoopla surrounding Tuesday's Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. But Wyoming Republicans met Saturday and chose Mitt Romney as their delegate. Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, Duncan Hunter, and Ron Paul have passed through the state since September. Mike Huckabee, Giuliani, and McCain did not. Fox News ran the identical story, except they edited out the name of Ron Paul. Could you imagine that?
Sure, I can imagine that.
I mean, this is shameful censorship. It wasn't enough. Fox News cut Ron Paul out of their televised debate, which they had to make sure his name never appeared in even an obscure story. But Romney won the caucus there. That also barely mentioned, got mentioned in the press. The media seems determined to deny Ron Paul any media coverage at all, rather than attack him as they do Romney. Here's the difference: Romney's ideas still are pretty mainstream. He doesn't threaten them except by what he potentially could see as president. And, you know, he would actually act as president. He wouldn't be a puppet president like President Bush is. But Ron Paul's ideas squarely challenge the globalist, something that Romney fails to do. So it's the ideas of Ron Paul that they don't want circulating, and that's why they don't want people going to his website. They don't want him listening to his speeches. Now, they weren't able to do that in the South Carolina debate last night. Ron Paul made a big showing, and as I say, once they give him a chance to talk, he starts stealing the show because his ideas are so dramatically different than the rest of them. But they were embarrassed into having him on. They couldn't exclude him from South Carolina like they did in New Hampshire. And I doubt if he'll get excluded again unless he drops down very low. But I'm hoping that Ron Paul will break through into the double digits. This also garners delegates for him because most of the Republican delegates, this is a very complex topic, by the way, of how delegates are awarded, but delegates have a floor of 10% that they must come above in order to get any delegates at all. Those delegates that aren't assigned or allocated to in proportion to the those that win are called free delegates, and they are not free, but they're the trying to think of the word. Anyway, they're allocated among the winners. So, for example, Romney's second-place finish in Iowa and New Hampshire actually netted him quite a few delegates for the convention, just as Ron Paul earned 4 out of 40 in Iowa. Now, some of the Democrats, for example, have all their delegates proportioned according to the percentage that you win in the primary. Not so the Republicans. They can switch back and forth between being a winner-take-all state or a proportional state. And they do use the power of whoever is leading the Democrat or the Republican Party in the state and how, who he's aligned with, which major political party he's aligned with. They can actually change the rules in midstream so as to benefit their candidate. For example, Rudolph Giuliani's friend in New Jersey Republican Party just switched their party over to a winner-take-all so that Giuliani could get all of the votes since he's expected to win there. If he doesn't win, it's going to accrue to the benefit of Romney or McCain. In Utah, for example, because they're very much supportive of Romney, they went and switched from a proportional system to a winner-take-all system so that he could take all the delegates. So this is really a very, very much a gerrymandering system the Republicans are using, and I'm not for it. I think they ought to follow the example of the Democrats of having everything proportional.
We'll be back in just a moment to the final session with Joel Scott this morning.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and the last section of our program this morning. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the possibility of vote fraud, because this is a very, very important issue here. Chances, of course, charges are flying fast and furious ever since it came to light that one of the towns, Sutton, New Hampshire, eliminated all of Ron Paul's votes when he should have had 31. It was only discovered because one particular family who had three votes for Ron Paul noted that there were no votes in their town, and so they alerted the Ron Paul campaign, and they called the town registrar, and he admitted that there were 31 votes and that they were mistaken. So that's a real problem there. Now, the fact is that, you know, in New Hampshire, voting booths are handled by the Diebold machine, which is that is about 80% of the votes. They have about several hundred of these machines. They're the exact same make and model and version that was hacked in the Black Box Voting Project in Leon County, Florida. They haven't been upgraded, and the security problems haven't been fixed. And as the, there was also one blogger, John Dean, who told how they can actually use this hack to pre-program the memory cards for these voting machines. What they do is load those memory cards with plus or minus votes for candidates before they load them into the machine. These cards are able to still pass the zero test, meaning that they claim to be zeroed out before they start, but this is meant. This is the kind of hack that is meant to get around the paper trail that many communities are requiring for electronic voting machines. In my own community, for example, where they have Diebold machines, it puts out a little supermarket-type receipt out of the machine, and you look at your votes, and you compare it to the screen, and then you press a button on the screen saying, yes, they match. So each voter is certifying that the paper result in his hands matches what the machine is registering. Well, the machine takes the registration, takes the vote, puts it in the, but the hacking, the modifying of the totals doesn't occur until the end. So people walk away thinking the machine has correctly recorded my vote, but in fact they can manipulate the total tally after the fact. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. Now, my major criticism about the claims of voter fraud have to do with what has been done with percentage differences between machine tabulations and the hand counts. Here's a typical quote. It said, Diebold voting machines did not do Congressman Paul any favors last night. Compared to hand-counted ballots, Giuliani gained 0.5% from the electronic machines, and Paul lost over 2%. From the electronic machines compared to the average percentages of his hand-counted ballots. Mitt Romney profited the most from Diebold's swing. He received 7% more votes than his hand-counted ballots. Well, the problem with this percentage analysis, Dr. Stan, is that it fails to take into consideration the fact that Diebold machines are installed in larger urban areas and hand-counting takes place only in the smaller precincts that can't afford the machines. There are always a fairly large difference in voter preferences in rural versus urban areas. almost always in the direction that these percentages differences show. For example, Mitt Romney made many personal appearances in New Hampshire in urban areas, and that's where it shows a higher percentage of increase in his vote. The percentage fraud theory violates the direction in which the powers that be would want to throw the election in this particular case of Romney. Why would the powers that be give Romney an extra 7% on the Diebold machines while working nonstop in the media to undermine his candidacy? You see, it just doesn't compute. I'm not saying that there wasn't some fraud, but the percentage theory simply doesn't wash. If there was any fraud, it was preloading the cards with plus or minus votes for certain candidates, and they would have been preloading them for McCain, who did win, in fact, and may have had preloaded votes. I think that Romney got his own 7% because of the favor of urban thinking people over the rural people who also get most of their news from the mainstream media rather than from personal analysis. So that's my view of the voting fraud thing. It looks like there was some, but certainly it wasn't loading the machines with a certain set percentage that would increase for each candidate. At least that's how I view it.
All right, very good. Well, I think that's a very interesting observation.
Now, in my other observation as to how did Hillary overcome a 13-point deficit in beating Obama by 2%, I think a lot of this is, frankly, that the media put on an all-out campaign to try to salvage Hillary's election in the 2 days prior to that. I watched a lot of that coverage on CNN. It was quite funny to see all this pro-Hillary stuff going on and pro-McCain talk. They had one expert after another who kept talking up Hillary and talking up McCain. And all the while, the whole background behind Cooper Anderson was filled with Ron Paul signs. And did they ever mention the fact that Ron Paul had such a big showing? Not at all. Never mentioned his name. But I think playing up on Hillary's femininity and vulnerability was a concerted campaign. What she was turning voters off is her hardline attitudes, this steel woman that that nobody particularly liked, her reputation for foul mouth, four-letter words, and so they went out of their way to have her tear up in a diner, saying that her feelings were hurt, and in a debate she was playing the vulnerable, I'm just a woman, and this and that, and you know, they really picked up on that, they played up on kind of a maudlin quote she made at the assembly saying, New Hampshire, you've caused me to find my voice. This is echoing throughout the front pages of newspapers. You know, these are the type of things that have no substance, but do change voter perceptions when there's a great swing vote in New Hampshire.
Well, we're out of time. So thanks so very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, Joel.
All right, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2 a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
Well, Stan, this morning, and I wanted to mention that gold hit $890 an ounce this morning. Silver is up almost to $16 an ounce. Something big is afoot, and financially it's going to impact on us. I don't know what it is, but certainly gold and silver are like the canary in the mine shaft. And you watch them when you're going down the mine, and when they keel over or when they react, why, you know there's a problem. And that's exactly what the skyrocketing price of gold this morning and of silver suggests. So if you've not yet read my pamphlet on the history of money, let me suggest you get it. It's inexpensive. We also have my talk on the video or DVD, Financial Tsunami. And it comes with a syllabus, but the syllabus is important because it helps you to understand all these terms that are being used today, dealing with finance. And you have to understand that we are in an untenable situation. America is bankrupt. The value of our currency is falling and is to be destroyed. And with that will come the impoverishment of the American people. Understand there is a plan to lower your living standards to that of the people in the third world country. As we transfer our finances to other nations, we transfer our manufacturing to other nations, we flood this country with foreigners, either illegal immigrants from south of the border or people coming in on special visas to take jobs at lower salaries. And, of course, as the price of goods goes up, as the value of our currency goes down, as the salaries are falling and many people are being put on part-time work, are you going to see a total transformation of America? You need to position yourself now. It's a little late, but it's still there's going to be disastrous things in the future. The video or DVD, the Financial Tsunami, is important, and the syllabus with it. Then the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, if you haven't read it, written by our good friend Ed Griffin, who I've known for 45 years now. Going on 46 years, Ed Griffin has done a wonderful job with this book. It will really explain to you the background of finance, the book, the Federal Reserve conspiracy, and the book, the fiat money inflation in France. Those three books will get, and certainly my talk will give you the foundation. You'll know more than most university professors do about what's going on. Remember, inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. Rising prices are the result of inflation. Inflation comes from increasing the money supply, and they're increasing the M2 money supply about 11% now. But everything looks like we'll be up to 15 to 20% inflation by next year. And they're not telling you the truth. They tell you inflation is 2 to 4%. Look at the price of gasoline. Look at the food in the grocery stores, and of course, very very soon you're going to see the price of products, you know, at Walmart and elsewhere coming in from China will be going up as the dollar continues falling and the Chinese begin to raise the price and the value of their currency. So we're in for some very very difficult times. If you'd like to get the items we talked about, my talk on the Financial Tsunami, my booklet on the history of money, and it's only $3.95 plus shipping. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This is the time to consolidate, to need to